This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out on old Dan again at this time. Come on, Dan, get up. Let's get it getting. We got to get up and get out the message of God's Word to the lost and dying world. Yes, we're cutting back the briars and the bushes and the brambles and all those things that clutter up a man or a woman's heart. Like back there in the country when I was a kid, we had to cut away the sawbriars and all of those. Some of you have that old kudzu up there in Alabama. We're cutting back all of that stuff. It clears, so a clear path to the hearts of sinners that the Word, God's Word, may go forth. And that's what old Dan and I are doing at this time, riding out, hunting a place to preach, hunting a place to tell sinners how the Lord saves a sinner. So we're happy to have you folks with us. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, pastor at First Baptist Church of Algiers, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Hillcrest, where we've relocated to in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to give you my new mailing address. Maybe if you want to like to write it down. It's Radio Missions, 13091 Pendarvis Lane, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. We still get mail in New Orleans. We just have to go down there and get it. So if you would, I'd like to hear from you. We're bringing you this study on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And in our last study, we were looking there at Satan himself, old Satan. Many folks are disillusioned. They don't really understand that Satan is a living reality, a living personality, that he goes about seeking those whom he may intimidate and devour. And many of our folks are blinded, sitting in his lap, laying in his lap, in the lap of Satan. I believe our world as a whole, our nation as a whole, we call ourselves a Christian nation. No, we're not a Christian nation. No, this nation of ours is not Christian. If it would, we wouldn't be in the fix we're in. We'd be following God's Word and doing what the Lord tells us to do. But no, one here and one there. The Lord has opened their heart and brought them to know the Lord. But the masses are not Christian. No, we might as well face reality. But God's able to save sinners. He's able to save you if you'd listen to him and obey and then surrender and cut out all of your trifling around in the love of the world in your heart and ask the Lord to break all of that stuff, my friend. You can't be saved and live like the world. No, the Lord gives you a new heart and a new desire and a new spirit. But at this time, we're going to begin a study in the Revelation, but we're looking at the war in heaven. Would you take note? Would you sit up and take note? The war in heaven. Did you know there's a war going on in heaven? If you get your Bibles now, open them to the 12th chapter of Revelation, and beginning there at the 7th verse, and let's read the same scriptures we read to you in our last study, or last study or two. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength. And I heard a loud voice say it again, now is come salvation and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Won't that be a gracious day? You and I won't be here when that happens, but maybe we'll have knowledge of it there in glory. Listen now, he is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Did you know Satan is the old accuser? He does. He accuses you and me of, he says, you're not saved. You're not saved, old Trailblazer. You're not saved. You're just making out like you're saved. You're just under a false delusion. That's the old accuser, my friend. But did you know what Peter told? Peter said, get behind me, Satan. That's what you can do. When he comes before you like that, say, get behind me, Satan. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Now I know, my friends, you and I don't know when that time is coming, when Satan will be cast into the lake of fire. We don't know that. But it says here, it'll be a short time. So let's don't get complacent. And when the devil, and when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. There we saw in our last study. And the woman, and to the woman, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times and a half time, from the face of the serpent. Now, listen, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, and there was war in heaven. Oh, what a scripture. Listen, what a scene. A supernatural war, unseen by human eye, in the stratospheric heavens. This particular, spectacular contest is between angels, demons, and the devil. The opposing commander-in-chief of this war in heaven will be Michael the archangel, in charge of all the angels of heaven, and the dragon Satan at the head of the fallen angels, and a host of wicked spirits. We see here Michael coming to the aid of the sun-clothed woman, who represents the nation of Israel. And at the command of the Lord God of heaven, he is given power to drive Satan and his host from the heavens and to cast them out upon the earth. What a scene, my friend. Can you just let your mind wander, just imagine and think of those things? Now, let's look first at who Michael is. We are first introduced to Michael in the book of Daniel. In Daniel 10:13, we read, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me and 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." We see Michael is called one of the chief princes. In Daniel 10:21, Michael is called your prince. In Daniel 12:1, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of the people," which means that Michael has been chosen by Jehovah God from among the chief princes to stand before God as a protector of the Jews. And in fulfillment of Daniel 12:1, he is standing up here during these tribulation days fighting for the nation Israel. Angels play a great part in the national Israel and in their entire history. It is very interesting. It's a very interesting study, my friend. It would be time worth spent while you were here in these studies to take a concordance and a Bible and sit down and study the angels in God's work with the Jews. Then in Jude 1:9, Michael is called the archangel. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring a railing accusation, but saith, "The Lord rebuke thee." Now, isn't that gracious, that old Michael, the archangel? He didn't contend with Satan. No, he just said, "The Lord will handle you, buddy. The Lord will handle you, my friend. The Lord will handle you, Mr. Satan." He will, and one day he will. I mentioned this. We're going to get to that scripture says, excuse me, where it says a lone angel will bind old Satan. I have a picture in my mind of the least angel, if there is such a thing, the smallest angel coming with a chain and binding old Satan. It doesn't take, the Lord doesn't have to have a host to win a war. No, the Lord doesn't have to do that. All he does is send that lone angel. We'll get to that before long. But listen, you'll find that there's only one archangel spoken of in the scripture, and Michael, the chief prince, is that archangel. Isn't that an interesting study? Only one archangel. Michael is associated with the resurrection. And I've given you the references in Jude where he is associated with the resurrection of the body of Moses. In Daniel 12:1-2, he is associated with the resurrection there. Then if you turn to 1 Thessalonians 4:16, you will find these words, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh, listen, the voice of the archangel here will be the voice of Michael. You've often heard the expression, when Michael blows the horn, the angel Gabriel is a messenger of Jehovah, but not an archangel. Let's go back there and look. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of this archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, my friend, maybe we need to spend time right there. I have many, many friends, people whom I know, that believe that we are in a tribulation period right now, that we are going through the tribulation. And I don't know where they get that. They can explain it. They get scriptures from somewhere. But I'll tell you what the Word says. When that trumpet blows, the dead in Christ shall rise. It will rise. They will rise up, and they will go to meet the Lord. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, that hasn't taken place, my friend. That's yet to come. It's yet to come. And you looking forward to it? You're living? You're a born-again believer? You're a Christian? You're a child of God? Then you should be looking for that day, listening for that trumpet to blow. I believe every saved individual will hear that trumpet blow. I don't know what sound it will make. I don't have no clue. It doesn't matter. But we'll know it. And when that happens, it says, this is God's word, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The Lord is going to cry a shout, a great shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. That word first means something, my friend. They'll rise first. If you have loved ones who went on home to be with the Lord, and now in the grave in some old lonely cemetery somewhere, they will rise before God's child is caught up. And that's a gracious thing, gracious study there, to see how that the dead in Christ, those who are our folks maybe, our loved ones, and it doesn't matter who they are, they're going to rise first. They won't go ahead of you and me. They'll go ahead of you and me, but they're going to rise first. And then, listen, they shall rise first. And then others, we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So that's a gracious thing. We're looking there at this study in the war in heaven, and we're going to get back there on it. But I want to look at another commander-in-chief, the old dragon. Oh, Satan, we'll just touch on that and then get back to it in our next study. It says here in the 9th verse, the great dragon, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Now, my friend, I often make this statement. The most awful thing that could happen to you or me is to be deceived. To be deceived, there's many walking around in this world today, deceived about their soul's welfare. They've made a little wimpy silk handkerchief decision for Jesus, and they call that salvation because some preacher told them they were saved. That's what he did to me. I joined the church one night after a lot of tear-jerking stuff, and the pastor told me I was saved. Shook my hand, said, now you're saved, Pendarvis. But, oh, my friend, I was deceived. I had no knowledge that I was a sinner, just a poor old sinner. But the Lord didn't leave me there. Years later, not long later, the Lord let me hear the truth and brought me out of that deception. Old Satan, he was right there to deceive me, and he's there to deceive you if you don't watch it. Would you pray for the old trailblazer? We're going through some struggles here at the Radio Mission, so would you pray for me? And remember my mailing address. It's Radio Missions. I'm sorry, the old trailblazer. The old trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.